Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 20th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher emeritus of GGB, and our guest today is James Maeda, the president and CEO of Gaming Laboratories International, or GLI. GLI started in the spare bedroom of co-founder Maeda when he was working for New Jersey's Division of Gaming Enforcement. Today it is the industry's premier testing lab with over 1,500 employees around the world. Maeda is a member of the American Gaming Association's Gaming Hall of Fame for his massive impact on the industry by making technology testing a centerpiece for gaming's integrity. GLI has moved with the industry as it develops, testing sports betting platforms, data transmission, and now artificial intelligence. He spoke with me at the ICE Conference and Trade Show in Barcelona in January. James, it's good to see you. We've known each other for quite some time. And
Something like 30 years, Roger. It's like great that. To be here today.
Right. So I remember probably it was 20 years ago when you opened your building in Lakewood, New Jersey, and I couldn't believe how big it was, and then there was another building after that, and now you're just enormously large. I mean, what do you think when you look back on how quickly you've grown this?
Well, you know, we started in 1989. We were the first lab, and we were in Toms River, New Jersey. In 2001, we got to move to Lakewood.
Right, yeah.
Today, we're 32 offices around the world, nearly 1,600 employees, we can test from anywhere around the globe, and it really allows us to have the scale like no other to be able to make every customer where they need to be and get them to market as quickly as possible.
Right.
And so that's really, you know me for a long time, Roger, it's always been what it's about, right?
Right.
Getting customers to market with the least amount of pain, be their partner, figure out how to get their products through, and make sure we maintain a tight regulatory control, and by and large, it's worked.
And it's not all about speed to market. It's also about integrity to market as well.
Yeah, so we use words at our company. Every employee uses words like on time, on budget, and highest quality, right? And quality is the one thing that we're unmatched with around the world, and we never sacrifice product quality. So we'll get you there on time as long as the product complies, right?
Right.
If the product doesn't comply, we can't certify it. So yeah, on time, on budget, highest quality, and then just delivering world-class customer service.
Sure.
You know, Roger, oftentimes the testing for certification or the testing period happens at the end of the product life after there's been numerous delays.
Mm-hmm.
So it all gets compressed near the end.
Right.
And so we have an especially hard job.
Yeah, and you've been doing it for so long. I mean, it's like second nature to your company.
Yeah, I think it's 36 years, something like that.
Yeah.
We've been doing 38 years, something like that, yeah.
So talk about land-based gaming doing the testing for all the games and things like that. What kind of learning curve is it for a new country coming into the industry? You know, say for Thailand, for example.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and how do you help them get up to speed?
Well, I'll use Brazil as an example. We were able, through Karen Sierra and her team and others on the Latin American team, we were in Brazil in 2009.
Right.
Our team has testified in front of the legislature multiple times. We've known the regulator there for over 15 years. Somebody doesn't clap their hands and say, it's Brazil starting and now everybody has to get there.
Right.
A lot of the hard work has been done over the 15 years so that when the regulator does go live, they're in a really good spot.
Mm-hmm.
So GLI just spends a lot of time traveling the world. We have multiple teams on every continent, going to new regulators, whether it's us working with the Japan regulator
or
the Thailand regulator, new regulators in Australia, it could be regulatory agencies that are turning over to new regulators.
Right.
And it's really important that we're just there to support.
Yeah, no question.
And I think that helps us later down the line when testing eventually happens. So it's all about education, getting people to feel comfortable, and also making sure that the right public policy is in place for that state. We don't tell people what public policy to adopt.
Right.
We're there just to support it.
Yeah. So you've always had a really close relationship with regulators. I've been to many of your regulators roundtables. In fact, that's how I used to draw up my editorial schedule. I go to that and hear what you had to say, what's upcoming for this year.
And I think we have our 25th one this year.
Yeah.
and I, in April this year, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, so again, we have that close relationship, but you know, the regulatory market turns over so quickly, you know, and then a lot of the people who are appointed regulators have absolutely no experience in gaming. So how do you handle that? How do you get them up to speed as quickly as possible?
So many of our regulators, some are appointed from the outside, many are promoted from within, right? So we work at all levels of all the regulatory agencies. So when our new director becomes somebody that was the deputy director, we're already stepping into that role. Where there's a new agency started or just a new head of the agency comes from the outside that might not have gaming experience, it's really just about GLI, getting with that regulator, getting with the team, getting with the staff at the regulator, and really just asking them what their pain points are. What are they concerned about? You know, what keeps regulators up at night? You know, regulators don't want to be in the newspaper. Regulators don't want scandal. Right. And so regulators are always trying to do the right thing. And so we're just there to support. Yeah. And I think that's how we've always done it, as you said, since 1989, you know, when we first got our first regulators.
Right. A lot of times, however, it's just the staff, right? Because they're the long-term employees there, and you know, when you get them up to speed, they know what you're doing. They can just hand you off to the
So we have a regulatory ground game around the world, and we visit every regulator as much as they want, usually once or twice a year,
right,
where we are meeting with all the staff. We'll conduct GLI University sessions for that regulator or a group of regulators in a region. It's all about education, making people feel comfortable, but we really believe that you can't do it by Zoom, or you can't do it by some sort of virtual means. So we just buy a lot of airline tickets, and we just fly a lot of places, and our teams are just very sensitive about making sure that we're meeting regulators on, you know, at their desks, so they feel comfortable to tell us what they really want to talk to us about.
So let's talk about testing for iGaming. You brought Salim on a few years ago to run that division, and how do you stay up to speed on that? I mean, that's really complicated.
So we bought TST. GLI was already in that space, but we bought TST, and you know, we really look at iGaming now. It's run by our chief delivery officer, Mackenzie Hall, and we just think about online gaming and land-based gaming.
Yeah.
It's testing is testing. This past year, we brought on our ISS security division. It's now under the GLI brand, right? It's bulletproof, but GLI people will be testing it. And so we really have thought about random number generators or random number generators. Math is math. And yes, it's two different channels, but the testing looks oddly very similar.
Right.
There are differences, right? And and then I know you cover the lottery space.
Right,
and lotteries are coming up with very cool new products that are starting to look like, you know, the rest of our gaming industry, right? So all of the testing happens under our delivery team, but it's tested different ways, but it's all about testing.
Yeah.
And you know, again, on time, on budget, highest quality, customer service. Many of our customers submit both land-based and online.
Right, sure.
And use the same content between them.
Right.
So it's a very natural thing.
Sports betting is a little different, though, and you've excelled in testing for that too.
Yeah.
When you look at all the data that's coming through, and now I just had somebody in here who runs a sports betting data company, and he's going to start using AI. So that's got to be at another level to the difficulty of testing.
Yeah, I mean, sports betting is quite a bit different. There we're testing platforms and wallets and you know, what types of bets and what prop bets are there allowed.
Sure, right.
And so there is a whole different world of additional scrutiny and regulation over the sports betting. I think what we'll see is a lot of people that will run sports betting sites, and they'll be adding onto it iGaming sites when it becomes legal. So it's sort of a more fulsome experience. You know, you saw DraftKings, they not only bought Jack Pocket, but they bought Golden Nugget online. So you can see what the strategy is.
Yeah, for sure, no question. So we're now seeing sweepstakes companies coming out with sweepstakes casinos. I mean, you know, it's kind of a gray area. Do you guys get into that area?
Yeah. So you know, as we work for regulators, we're very sensitive as to what a regulator is thinking about, right? So if a regulator tells us that sweepstakes is not welcome in their state, or they'd rather it's not regulated, we're generally in the regulated space,
sure, right,
unless we get, permission or our regulator feels comfortable with that.
Yeah.
We do a lot of KYC and geolocation around these new types of gaming.
Right.
But when we think about testing and certifying something, GLI tests and certifies to a standard.
Yeah.
And the standard is set by a regulator.
Right.
So in the sweepstakes world that you talk about,
yeah,
there isn't quite a standard that has been proposed yet.
Right.
You know? And so what can a lab test to if we're not testing
right.
those
yeah.
standards? So we are talking to regulators, we're talking to the industry,
right.
we're hopeful that there will be some form of regulation or some sort of clarity around the legalization,
sure, right.
and then I think standards will follow. It's not much different than fantasy sports,
right?
Or I know you're familiar with HHR, historical sure, right. horse racing right. games, where people thought that has to be illegal,
yeah.
and now we see it in these states. So I am really hopeful that cooler minds and some sort of legal framework is developed, and that regulators partner with AGA, partner with the suppliers, partner with the industry, and figure out a way through this so it can be regulated and so everybody can have confidence yeah. in what's happening.
The next step is these predictions markets, you know, which you're talking about, a financial instrument. I mean,
right.
I don't know if that's something you can test.
Well, you know, that is the intersection between our gambling market
right.
and the CFTC, the community futures.
Right.
And again, as technologists, and you see it here on the show, you walk the
right.
show floor, everybody's pushing the envelope,
yeah,
right?
right?
So I think it's everyone's trying to get that next thing that no one's thought about. And
right.
regulation, frankly, we always seem to regulate from behind.
Right.
So what's cool here today, that people are walking around and seeing what's happening, I think you're going to see that's going to have to get regulated. And that's why we have our GLI standards. So
right.
we'll see a lot of really innovative things here. People will come, we'll make a standard, we'll talk to regulators about it, and hopefully we can start driving some of this new type of gambling content.
Right. Great. So, I always loved your genesis story of starting this company in your spare bedroom in New Jersey.
That's right, my spare bedroom, Marlton, New Jersey. Yes, yes.
Exactly.
No one, there's no other private lab out there in the world,
right.
and I don't even know who came up with the idea or how we named it,
right.
And now, 36 years later. But it's really a testament to our team. You
sure.
know,
they deliver
unbelievably well in all kinds of difficult environments, especially like when you see a Brazil or a Peru or these new markets coming on. You know, they don't give us a lot of time. So
right.
the team has just been fabulous
yeah,
the last
yeah.
couple of years. So.
And you know, your team has gone on, you know, if they leave GLI, they've gone on to become leaders in the industry, you know. And I'm thinking right now of Kevin Mullally, who I'll meet later this afternoon, who's
right,
the head
right.
of the UAE board. He worked for you for
so
many
we're,
years.
So we're really, you know, there are so many GLI people that leave GLI and are, you know, executives at these supplier companies. And we really love to see when our people leave. We don't have a CEO position for everybody.
Right, right.
And I just think it's great when you see many, there's many examples. Kevin is just one,
right,
but
sure.
Kevin, you know, world class is over in the UAE, I think it's a testament to our management team and how they manage people and how we can get them to the next level.
Yeah, sure. All right, one last question: what's next for James Maida? I mean, succession plan? I mean,
yeah.
Just
so you know,
ever in the same job?
Yeah, everybody asks that, right? And I had somebody ask me about a couple hours ago, you know,
yeah.
what are you going to do next? I said, well, first of all, this is the best job I've ever had.
Yeah, exactly.
And so there is nothing next. And, you know, we have, you know, I do less and less. I do more on policy, more
right.
on directing the company. Right now, we're in what's next for GLI right now is, you know, we're in the midst of another 175 hires between
yeah.
now and March 31st
mm-hmm.
to take care of all of this extra inflow.
Sure.
But for me personally, I love what I do. I'm
yeah.
continue to run the company, and we're going to continue to expand, and we're going to wake up every day and continue to do on time, on budget, and highest quality. And we're not really going to rest until everybody is getting their products tested on time and meeting their expectations. And
right.
and I think we still have a ways to go. So we're focused on customers were focused on regulators. I'm not really focused on myself. I have a great team, and as we add to them, they're gonna do really well.
All right. Well, I'm sure nobody wants to see you leave the industry, so let's hang on for a
little. I don't think anybody can leave. Someone once told me it's like Hotel California. You can check out and you can never leave. And I think you've been around as long as I've been doing this. And it's really great to see you today.
Yeah. Well, James, thanks for coming by, and congratulations on all your success at GLI, and I'm sure you're gonna see much more.
Thank you very much, Roger. Great. Thanks for having me today.
Great. Thank you.
To read more about the topic presented in this week's podcast, visit ggbmagazine.com. To subscribe to GGB's Executive Summary, go to ggbnews.com and sign up. Don't miss any edition of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, or Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.